If you have been experiencing debt in your life, take your debt freedom by faith. You be aggressive about that.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's conclude their teaching on 10 More Extraordinary Days of Prosperity. Find out how to step up and take your financial victory. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and Pastor George has got a stem winder for you today. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. This is the grand finale.
We've been talking 10 days of prosperity over these last 2 weeks. We've called them 10 more extraordinary days.
Yes.
We are in extraordinary
days. And we've had how many?
We have had today.
Miraculous days.
With all of the series that we've done on this, this is now day 40.
Glory to 40 God.
40 days of prosperity.
I have not missed one.
You haven't.
Hallelujah.
You sure haven't. And just to remind you, all of our outlines are available to you on kcm.org, both the 10 outlines that we've done from this series, as well as we've now put online all 40 of the outlines. So you can get those and study along with us. Go back to kcm.org after these broadcasts are off the air. You can go and watch them, study them, and follow along the outlines. Do your own study. Pastors, you can
praise
preach the
God.
Ministers. So today, Gloria, this one, I'm doing this one in honor of you because this is your theme.
This is
your theme. Take it.
Okay, I take it.
Take it. So we have to go to Joshua chapter 18 to begin with. We need to take it where our prosperity is concerned.
That's right. That's what you have to do.
Take it. Jesus paid the price.
If you don't take it, the devil will take it.
And Jesus
paid.
He's a thief. He is a thief.
That's right.
He is a thief. And Jesus paid the price for us to be prosperous. It is God's will for you to be prosperous. And there is
that
a spiritual...
Exactly. Right.
There's a land to possess, the land of prosperity.
Praise God.
In chapter 18 of Joshua, it says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them." That land was conquered, Gloria. Mm-hmm. It was already conquered before them. "And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance." Now, in another translation that I found, it said, "had not yet taken."
Taken. What translation is that?
I don't know. I wrote it down here.
George Pearson's translation.
I found it.
Okay, I like it. Taken.
So I'll find it for you. "Had not yet taken their inheritance. And Joshua said to them..." Can you imagine what Joshua was like? I've seen Brother Copeland do us this way sometimes, too.
I can't wait to meet Joshua.
He was... I don't think he was very happy with them.
No. Well, he'd put up with them for a while.
He said, "How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord your God, the fathers, has given to you?" Gloria, what does it say in the Amplified
translation?
"How
long will you be slack to go in and possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given to you?"
The New Living Translation says, "How long are you going to wait before..." "How long are you going to wait before taking possession?"
Yeah,
that's the New Living Translation.
That's good.
"How long are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land that God has given you?" I like this Good News translation. "How long are you going to wait before you go in and take the land?" And the Message translation is pretty funny. It says, "How long are you going to sit around in your hands and put off taking possession of the land that God gave to you?" How long are you going to sit on your hands and wait before taking possession of the land that God has given you?
Don't you know that's the way the Lord feels about us? We don't, after what He's done, put the curse of poverty, sickness, disease, everything bad on Jesus. He bore it for us.
Yep.
How long are you going to wait to take your healing? How long are you going to wait to take your blessing?
And you know,
I'm not going to wait. Hallelujah.
It says in the King James about how long are you slack? Yeah. And the word slack
lazy.
In the Hebrew, yeah, lazy. It's one of the words. It means to postpone or to put off or waste time. How long are you going to postpone taking what is yours?
That's great.
How long are you going to put it off? How long are you going to waste time? How long are you going to be slow, sluggish, and lazy? And that's what happens sometimes when people are in that place of faith. There are times when they get lazy. And we can't get lazy. We cannot take a faith vacation.
That's right.
We've got to keep pressing on. How long are you going to put off and be spiritually lazy what is yours in Christ? So that's what Joshua put before the people, that I'm not going to be slack. I mean, even as I'm talking to you right now, I'm stirred up on
Amen.
The inside to take what rightfully belongs to us, to take the land that belongs to us, to take hold of the things that are rightfully ours.
That's right.
And that's what you have to do. I can hear her voice. Sometimes I can hear your voice when I read that scripture, and I can hear that, take it.
Take it. Amen.
And that's what we're doing. So I think now we need to go to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11 and read this scripture. In Mark chapter 11, 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. I hear Brother Copeland when
yes.
I'm saying that.
Oh, yes.
I hear him, have faith in God.
That's it.
For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says.
Amen.
Therefore I say to you, what things soever you
what
desire,
things?
When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, Sister Gloria, when it says believe that you receive them, what does that mean? It means
take it.
That's what it says in the Greek.
So wonderful.
You know, in the Greek, I've read that, studied that out a little bit. And when it says there, believe that you receive them, it actually means to take it. It means to take with much force.
Hallelujah.
It means to seize it with a grip that cannot be shaken off.
Praise God. I like it.
And that's what we do. We take what is rightfully ours. That's what Joshua was trying to get across to the children of Israel. That land is before you. The land of prosperity is before you.
Who's the thief?
The devil is the
Satan's
thief.
Satan
is the thief.
God, you're not taking it from God. He already owns it.
That's
but
right.
Satan's taking it away from
That's
out
right.
of our hands because we didn't operate by faith and take it ourselves.
That's right. And you have to take
That's
it.
That's right. You have to.
You've got to seize it.
That's an excellent way to say it.
With a grip that cannot be shaken off. Gloria, I did a series, and this series came out of a time where we had moved from one house, we had moved back over in this area, and we moved about four times in 1 year. And that last time that we moved, we were living in a house that had the septic system. It wasn't even a septic system. It was a rental house that we were in because we were renovating
the
house. And in the middle of the night, the smell, the fumes were so bad.
It was a stinky situation.
We called it the stink house. And we evacuated that house and we showed up on your doorstep.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You did.
I packed up. My wife and Aubrey was with us at that time and we showed up at the doorstep and you allowed us to stay with you for about 5 weeks until we found another place.
That was a long time for you to spend the night.
It was a long time to have us, yeah. But Gloria, you know the guest room that you have on the first floor mm-hmm. where the sunroom is?
Yep.
That's where we stayed. And I sat there and there was a whole series of messages that was birthed out of that.
Praise God.
And I called it Bulldog Faith.
There's a lot of famous people that have slept in that bed from Oral Roberts on. I'm
there was
you.
An anointing in that room and I sat down and the Lord ministered to me from this scripture and he said, George, you've got to seize this house with a grip that cannot be shaken off. You've got to seize this situation. And he called it bulldog faith. Mm-hmm. And I did a little bit of a study about bulldogs and why their jaw sticks out. Their jaw sticks out because when they're ugly. When they bite down.
You've got to get ugly with the devil.
When they bite down on something and take it and hold on to it until it's theirs. And their jaw is out so that they can keep breathing while they're biting down. So you have
that's
to.
That's good, George.
You've
got
to bite down in faith. You've got to bite down with a bulldog
that's
faith
right.
And be like that bulldog. And you do not let go. You do not let go of your healing. You do not let go of your prosperity. You do not let go of what you have set before you. You
Amen.
Bite down in faith and you seize it with a grip that cannot be shaken off.
Amen. You know what's interesting in Mark 11, the famous faith scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says, have faith in God, it says whosoever shall say to that mountain, be this mountain be
yes.
thou removed, shall
yes.
not doubt
yes.
in his heart, believe those things which he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know what that word means? I'm sure you do, but.
It's,
in case somebody out there doesn't.
I'll bet it's
it is take it. That word
take
receive
it.
In
take
the Greek
it.
Is to take it. Hallelujah.
Seize it with a grip
Glory
that cannot
to God.
Be shaken
take
off.
Take it.
Gloria, look at Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Oh, we're coming down to the finish line now.
Hallelujah.
On this series of prosperity, praise
take
God.
It.
That's the kind of attitude that we have to have. There is a fight of faith that we have,
that's
and it's
right.
a good fight. It's a good fight.
But
the
a
devil,
fight.
as we've seen from John 10, 9 and 10, Jesus has come to give us life and give it more abundantly.
Amen.
Satan is the thief that tries to steal it from us. And so this is the kind of attitude that we have. In verse 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
By force. Hallelujah.
They take it by force. Now, Gloria, I was studying this out one day.
That's good.
In line with this bulldog faith and learning that we have to take what is ours with the force of faith. But I looked up that phrase in the Greek, to take by force.
Take by force.
And the Greek word for that phrase is harpazo. Harpazo.
Like harpoon?
And we get our word harpoon.
Hallelujah.
We get our word harpoon. So get the picture. Moby Dick says it all. This is what faith does.
Take it.
You take the harpoon of faith.
Yeah.
You send it out there to whatever you're believing for. And that harpoon goes in, and then you take it.
Take it. Good job,
you take
George.
It. And that's what Keith Moore has used a
aggressive
great example
faith.
About that. He talks about faith being like a lasso where you take that and you, like at the rodeo,
mm-hmm.
and they have the calf roping or something like that. And since I've been here from the East, I've been to a couple of rodeos. And so...
you got into it, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and so they get up there and they throw that rope and lay hold on that calf and just start pulling it in.
That's right. That's exactly
Keith
right.
Keith also
like,
says,
take it.
Faith is like a tractor beam. And a tractor beam locks onto something. And then it pulls it in. And that's what faith does. Faith is an aggressive force. When you look up the word faith in the Greek, it means a full persuasion and conviction. Faith is never passive. Faith is never retreating, and faith does not go backwards. You know, there's a scripture in Hebrews 10,
Amen.
38 and 39. It says, the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back under perdition, but we are of them who believe to the saving of the soul. Faith
Praise
is
God.
An aggressive force.
Amen.
Force.
It is. It's a taker.
And we have to take it.
That's exactly
take
right.
Take it by faith. Take the harpoon of faith. Woo-hoo! And
yes.
throw it out there.
Glory
and
to
lay
God.
Hold on what you're believing for and then pull it in. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah. I want to make sure we get Nehemiah in here before we have to go off the air.
Oops.
Go in and take the land.
Take it, take it, take it.
God has provided for us all things that pertain to life and godliness. In the book of Peter, we see that He's given us great and precious promises, and we've been given everything that we need to make it, to thrive.
Make it, so take it. Amen.
Boy, you've been getting some really good sayings on this
right.
one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, in Nehemiah 9, let's look at this. In verse 21, it says, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing.
They lacked nothing. Glory to God. What was the scripture reference?
That's Nehemiah 9:21. 40 years in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing.
There was not a Walmart. There was not a drugstore.
Neither a Target nor a...
And they lacked...
They lacked nothing. That's supernatural.
It is.
Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet did not swell.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that super?
Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and you divided them into corners so that they possessed the land. Verse 23, the children also multiplied you as the stars of heaven and brought them into the land, concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers that they should go in and possess it. See, we have to possess the land.
That's
we have
right.
to take it.
Take it.
We have to take it. If you have been experiencing debt in your life, take your debt freedom by faith.
Right.
You be aggressive about that. You find the scriptures, Romans 13:8 and Deuteronomy 28. And you be aggressive with it. And you take what rightfully belongs to you. It is not the will
That's
of God
right.
for you to be poor.
That is in the Deuteronomy 28, the curse.
It's the curse.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
I can believe it too, because I was in debt. But not anymore.
Verse 24, so the children went in and possessed the land. And you
Hallelujah.
Subdued before them and the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave to them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land. And listen to this in verse 25. They took strong cities. They took a prosperous land. I'm preaching now.
You're going.
They possessed houses full of all goods. If you're believing God for a house, take it. Take it by faith. They took the wells that were dug, and the vineyards, and the olive yards, and the fruit trees in abundance, and they did eat, and they were filled, and they became prosperous, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness.
Wells they didn't dig, and houses they didn't build.
And it said they took it. They took it.
Praise God.
So we have to take what is ours. You can go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and find out what belongs to you and
That's
take
right.
it.
Take it.
Take it. We take the fact that we are blessed coming in and we're blessed going out. We take the fact that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the
yes,
field.
Yes, we do.
We take the fact that He's spoken the blessing upon our storehouses, and our storehouses are increasing and are enlarging.
Praise God.
So
Amen.
We take it.
We take it.
There is...
We took it and we got it.
We took it and we got it.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray over this together,
Thank
Gloria.
You, Father.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, we're grateful.
I pray over everyone that is
yes.
watching this broadcast
yes.
right
Every
now.
Every person, we lift them up.
And Lord,
you.
We are taking by faith what rightfully belongs to us.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Take by faith every bill paid.
Every bill paid.
We take by faith every need met.
Every need met.
We take by faith right now every debt wiped out and
every
obliterated in the name of Jesus.
Out.
Father, I pray over pastors and ministers
yes,
right now.
Churches.
And I speak the blessing upon them over their
Be
ministries.
Blessed.
I thank you, Lord, that their income is increasing.
Yes.
I thank you, Father,
thank
that the
you,
vision
Jesus.
That you put before
Hallelujah.
Them, they're taking hold of that
we
vision.
Take it. Take
Lord,
it,
I thank you,
take
Father
it,
God, that it does not matter what is going on around them. We walk by faith and
That's
not
right.
by sight.
Glory to
and
God.
And we set our faith. We are believing you, Father, for everything to be done. Father, we agree right
Thank
now. Gloria,
you,
agree
Jesus.
With us right
I
now
agree.
For the completion of our youth and children's building.
Yes.
We take hold
we
of it in Jesus' name.
Finished in the name
we
of
take
Jesus.
It in the name of Jesus.
Money come now in Jesus'
Praise
name.
God. Pray,
Glory
I think
God.
We need to pull the lever.
Pull the lever.
Pull the lever.
Can you do the Leroy thing? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Say it. Money cometh to me now. Say it again.
Money cometh to me now.
Say it again. Money cometh to me now. That's how you do it.
Leroy Thompson taught us how to pull the lever.
That's how you do it.
Hallelujah.
And Gloria, I've heard you say it over and over again, and I've heard you say it even more lately. I believe that that is a prophetic word to the body of Christ. As much as what Leroy Thompson said that money cometh was a prophetic word, I believe that take it is a prophetic word.
I receive it.
That we need to take everything that God has provided for us.
That's right. If you don't take it, the devil will steal it.
I heard Brother Keith say this one time. He said, what God has so wonderfully provided with His grace, we take with our faith.
We take it.
What He's given to us. But people need to know that. People need to know
that.
Well, look at Peter. We've got just a minute or so left on this particular broadcast. Look at the book of Peter, and I'm going there as quickly as I can. In Peter, in 2 Peter, chapter 1.
Okay.
It says, Simon Peter, this is verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, God and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue,
Amen.
Whereby we are already given exceeding great and precious promises, but by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Glory to God.
So we've already been given the land.
We've already escaped sickness, disease, and poverty. Poverty's a curse.
It's a curse. And all we have to do is take it.
Receive it, which is to take it. We take it.
Glory
to God.
Praise God.
George and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Yay!
And I want to share two scriptures, Gloria, about this.
Okay.
The first one is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Talking about seed. I want to talk to you about the seed that you sow. Man. Your seed is powerful. It's powerful. And listen to this. It says in Genesis 1, 29, God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed for you, it shall be for meat. Now that word meat there means provision. So He's saying your seed is your provision.
Yeah. Praise God.
If you have seed and sow seed, you can make it. You can make it.
Hallelujah.
And the seed that you have that you sow is powerful.
In the Hebrew, I noticed in the margin, it means seeding seed.
Seeding seed.
Your plant, your seed plant. That's your plant. That's your increase. Woo!
And there's a momentum.
Yes.
There's a momentum of sowing that when you get into that momentum of sowing and tithing and sowing and tithing, there's an exponential multiplication that takes place, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I found a scripture one day over in the 112th Psalm that it really ministered to me where our giving is concerned. Ministered to me where Terry and I and our giving are concerned and how powerful seed is. In the 112th Psalm, it says this in verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments. Mm-hmm. His seed shall be mighty
Praise
upon
God.
The earth." Now, I know that we can look at that in terms of seed being children and so forth, but the Lord showed that to me in the light of sowing our seed.
We can take it both ways, I believe.
Exactly. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. It says, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. So no matter what seed you sow, whether it's seed towards Kenneth Copeland Ministries or seed in your church seed in other ministries, you've got to know this, that seed that God has given to you, He gave that to you for your provision.
Amen.
If
for
you've
your
got
increase.
Seed, for your increase. And I believe that your seed is mighty upon
mighty
the earth.
Mighty upon the
Praise
earth.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What a time we've had on these broadcasts.
It's been great.
All of the notes are available. All 40 of the notes are available. 8 weeks of prosperity teaching are
George
available.
George has given us 40 sermons to preach.
40 sermons to preach.
Of prosperity.
And they're in the very same format that
to
I preach
get.
Them. So you can just take them, study them out. And preach them
to
so.
Feed upon.
Go
preach
to the website.
Preach them first to yourself.
Download those. Get those down on the inside of your heart.
Amen.
And let me mention this to you. You've heard about the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Project. You need to check it out. It's a program that you can earn a fully accredited Doctor of Ministry degree. Go to kcm.org.
That's right.
You can get all the information you need. Go to church this weekend. And if you're in town, come to EMIC.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
This is
Gloria Copeland.
And Pastor George reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right.
Hello, I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons. Join me on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a daring exploration of the Scriptures about the Holy Spirit. He's more important than you think. He's bigger than you imagined. And He's more real than you ever dreamed possible.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
He presented His blood to the Father, and that blood took care of all the sin. Every sin forgiven, all of it washed away. Everything that had happened in Adam's mistake was swallowed up and gotten rid of by Jesus' victory.